think you've said it. I mean, you're absolutely right that a movie like Hitchcock is not some static sort of, it's not like a monument that, you know, you go and it's always sort of the same controlled setting. That you sort of, what changes is the person that's seeing it and the sort of climate of the world, you know, the atmosphere that you're breathing in before you enter that theater. So yeah, the person that saw Psycho in 1976 for the first time, you know, late at night on a black and white TV, even though it's in black and white, small little TV, and I was riveted at the age of 16. You know, as I've gotten in my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, sadly, I see so much more now in that film, because I've lived this thing called my own life, where I have experiences that certain moments tap in. I mean, there's a moment in Psycho, you know, at the very beginning where, you know, they're talking about, well, should they end this relationship? And she's the one that brings it up, that she's sort of not happy that they're just sort of meeting for sex and he sort of isn't committing to her. And, you know, she probably, the subtext is, you know, she'd like to have a baby. She'd like to get on with her life. And, I mean, she loves him, but, you know, she can't keep waiting for him. And then he sort of leaves the frame, and she's suddenly left in the frame, this big frame, all by herself. And the way the music is just subtly in there, it is so sad. You feel so sad for her. But you see, I'm not sure that as a 16-year-old, I mean, I understood sort of what was going on, right? Or in my 20s, but it's only when you get older and you sort of understand relationships that, you know, have failed or never really sort of reach their true potential, that you then understand these moments because you've lived them yourself or something like them, you know, you can relate. So I do think that's absolutely true. And I think as you get older, you know, they say as we get older, we're not as aware, but no, as we get older, we do pick up, you know, if we're willing to look, you know, if you're willing to look, if you're brave enough to look in a Hitchcock movie and see what that guy's saying, you know, what he's presenting to you, and it can be frightening. Wow, I mean, you really will have something really rich and well, sort of substantial to sort of, you know, observe, wrestle with, you know, try to figure out. And I mean, I think that's sort of what we go to movies for, really.